Good evening, everybody. Brian Neuber here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again, leaving Mackey Arena, this time following Purdue's 92-65 win over Nebraska. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast. It is brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn, which I'll be driving by here very shortly, provided there are no coyotes or college kids in the road. So Purdue wins 92-65. I apologize. I left my box score in the arena, and I'll be damned if I'm going back for it. So I have no stats. So any stats I might mention in the next 8 to 10 minutes here, just take with a grain of salt because I've completely made them up. I do know the score. I'm pretty sure it was 92-65. In Purdue's favor. I do know it was 23-4, roughly 7-plus minutes into the game, and that told you all you needed to know about what was going to happen on this Friday night in Mackey Arena. I tend to view the first 7 minutes as the game and not the rest of the game as the game, because I think everything that mattered for Purdue really happened in that first 7 minutes. I think that, you know, Purdue was very good defensively. They forced 17 turnovers. And when I say they forced 17 turnovers, I don't mean Nebraska turned the ball over 17 times. I mean, I think Purdue forced those turnovers more than Nebraska just committed them. I think this was another step forward for Purdue defensively. They did a good job on Bryce McGowan's. They did a good job on Alonzo Verge. Nobody really hurt them. And this is a Purdue team that has really, really struggled with talented backcourt scorers at times this season, as you are well aware if you've watched the games, from Ron Harper Jr. To Ty Gordon to Johnny Davis. They did a pretty good job on Jalen Pickett. He got good numbers, obviously, at Penn State, but I thought Purdue did a good job on him. But Purdue did a good job on Bryce McGowan's, and they did a good job on Alonzo Verge. And as I said, they just took another step forward defensively. This is two games in a row now. I think Purdue's been pretty good defensively. That happens to coincide with the Wisconsin game, which is starting to look more and more like, you know, some things changed for Purdue after that fact. I think there have been some very distinct differences in Purdue after that game, probably because of that game, the first of which was their engagement and their cohesiveness from a defensive perspective. I think that starts with Jaden Ivey. I think, you know, he's been the guy. As much as he means to this team offensively, he's been the guy that has held kind of Purdue's defensive improvement in his hands, because he's been up and down in that regard this season. He admitted after this game that he's probably been too focused on his offense. I think it's good that he said it, because I think the majority of us who've watched the games probably recognize that. And, you know, that he's articulating that now speaks to his self-awareness. He did a good job at Penn State on Jalen Pickett when they were head-to-head. He did a really good job tonight on Bryce McGowan's. He was much better the past two games from a team defensive perspective as well than he was early in the season. He's clearly, you know, engaged with everything going on around him. He's not taking as many risks. He's not taking as many chances. He's not, you know, sort of floating on defense maybe the way he was earlier in the season as often. And I just think that this is an enormous development for Purdue, because Purdue's upside as a team lies at the defensive end of the floor. Purdue's upside at the defensive end of the floor has lied to me with two guys, one being Jaden Ivey more than the other, and the other one being Trevion Williams. And I think Ivey taking a big step in the right direction in this regard means the whole team taking a really positive step in the right direction in that regard. So you can't say enough about what Jaden Ivey's done here the last two games. He's a brilliant player, obviously a special player. Purdue may never have another guy like him. Purdue's, in my frame of reference, has never had anybody like him, and I don't know if they ever will again, because that's overstatement, obviously. Infinity is a long time, so assuming there's not a comet that's going to crash into Earth here in a defined period of time. I just watched the movie Don't Look Up, so I've got comets on my mind. then there's a lot of basketball left to be played between now and the end of eternity. So me saying they'll never have another Jaden Ivey, I don't know what's going to happen in 23-81. I think somebody's got recruiting rankings out for that class now somewhere, but I haven't looked at them. The other really positive individual development to me, another one that is lining up perfectly with the Wisconsin game, suggesting that it is an outcome from the Wisconsin game, is the fact that Zach Edey has started these last two games very well. Obviously, the Penn State game is a tough one to bring into this context because he only played 10 minutes because of foul trouble, but they also went right to him on the first possession of the game. He got an easy basket. He played with an authority about him, a physicality about him that I think, you know, Purdue has needed, and he certainly did that tonight against Nebraska. You know, in the non-conference season leading into, you know, the early December Big Ten games, he wasn't necessarily, when he was the starter, toward the tail end of his period as a starter, he wasn't getting off to great starts the games. The Rutgers game was a good example. The NC State game was a good example, if I recall correctly. That seems like months ago now. It was really just a couple weeks ago, but it seems like months ago now. He just wasn't getting off to great starts to games. And, you know, if that's any other player, it's not that big a deal. But the center, it is a big deal for Purdue because they're going inside first, second, third because that's their starting point. They're going to see what they got there. They're going to see how you're going to defend them, and then they're going to go from there. So those first couple of possessions to these games have outsized importance to Purdue than they would probably any other team in the country for that position. There's a lot of burden on that position at Purdue in those first 5 minutes of a game. And when he was getting off to those slow starts, that affects the game. But you look at the way he's trended ever since Wisconsin, when he did not get off to a good start, but then turned it on late in the first half and really took off from there, gave Purdue a chance. If this is his normal now, if he can get Purdue off to those good starts from here on out, you know, Purdue, again, is going to be much better off because of it. Now, I say that knowing that Purdue's playing against Kofi Coburn on Monday afternoon, and that'll be the ultimate test for this. But that's one of those games where if he just plays Kofi Coburn to a draw, that's a net win for Purdue. A lot of other opponents, if he can go, 3 or 4 to open the game, whatever it might be, get to the line a few times, pin some fouls on people, then you've done your job. Not turn the ball over, things like that. Against the Kofi Coburn, if you just play into a standstill and neither one matters all that much, then Purdue's the winner there because Purdue's got, I think better weapons around Edey than Illinois does, even though Illinois is having a little bit of a better Big Ten season than Purdue is. That's kind of the three things from this game is Purdue's defensive improvement, Jaden Ivey's overall improvement. He did a great job, too, offensively, too, driving and kicking. Making great decisions as a facilitator, obviously doing his share of the scoring. Just can't say enough about him as an all-around player, but the operative word the last two games has been all-around player and not just, all-around offensive player. And then Zach Edey's start to the game and the dominance he's exhibited here against Nebraska. Obviously, Nebraska is not good. They're 0-7 in the Big Ten for a reason. They're not going anywhere fast for a reason. But Derek Walker is not a bad defensive big man. For Purdue to have the success in the interior they did is not insignificant. So that's kind of what I got from Purdue's 92-65 win over Nebraska. I will talk to you guys again Monday afternoon, driving back from Champaign, Illinois, where Purdue's playing Illinois, at lunchtime, basically. Once again, this has been your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple & Company, and the building right outside my driver's side window right now as I whiz by it, the Whitaker Inn. So please keep all of them in mind. We appreciate it very much. And, something's dawned on me lately that I ought to be asking people who like these podcasts for reviews on iTunes or whatever. So if you like these things, God help you. But feel free to take a minute or two and give us one of those glowing reviews that people seem to want so badly. I would appreciate that. So thanks, everybody. Take care.